And the first one, let's invite Brother John Thang from Houston. And we're
going
to keep it about 30 minutes each.
然后呢, 25 分钟, 传道两会摇钟,
and the 25th minute, Sister Cho will ring the bell.
啊, 你不要紧张, 因为你还有5分钟。
And do not be nervous because that's the warning bell for 5 minutes.
那如果真的30分还不够, 你用也没有关系。
And if 30 minutes is still not enough, it's still okay.
因为祷告会是我主持,
and because I am hosting prayer session.
你讲不完祷告会就请你来领就对了。
And so if you cannot finish, then you may have to deliver that prayer session.
来, 我们请陈弟兄。
And let's invite Brother Chen.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名, 我做见证。
Good. Today I'm going to testify about how God's plan for me and my family was so much better than my plan.
我今天想见证的就是说神的计划呢比我跟我家人的计划都要来得好。
God's plan for us was filled with so many blessings that I did not even know that we needed.
神的计划呢对我们一家呢是充满很多祝福因为我都甚至我不知道我会需要这些祝福。
In January of 2011, I had been a stay-at-home dad for about 8 months.
1月的2011年呢, 我那时候是在家里的, 全职父亲。
My son was about a year and a couple months old.
我的儿子是一岁又几个月。
And my wife was working from home, so we were all home together.
然后我的太太呢, 是在家里工作, 所以我们一家人都是在家里。
But because my wife was a contract worker, her medical insurance was very expensive, so we decided not to have medical insurance.
所以由于我太太的工作呢，它是合约性的，所以它的保险是非常的贵。如果要参加保险计划的话，在那时候我们就决定说先不要参加这个保险计划。
But at that time, we decided that we wanted to expand our family to have another child.
那在那个时候呢, 我们决定说要我们扩大我们的家庭, 然后再生一个小孩。
So that meant I had to go back to work, find another job, and for medical insurance reasons.
所以那就是换句话说, 在那时候我就需要找一个新的工作, 就是因为这样子可以提供这个医疗保险。
My work history was working in hotels. I had a degree in hotel management, so that meant in the past I worked a lot of Saturdays.
那我的工作背景呢，就是说，我是在旅馆的服务业工作，因为我有一个学位，就是旅馆管理，所以这也是意思说我有很多的星期六都要工作。So
this time around, me and my wife decided that whatever job I find in the hotel industry, I would not work on Saturdays.
然后，但是我跟我的太太决定说，不管我在哪一家旅馆工作，这一次呢，我星期六绝对不工作。
I knew this was going to be very difficult because in the hotel industry, the weekends are very important, and as a supervisor or manager, I would have to be there almost every weekend.
那我知道这是几乎不可能的，因为通常旅馆业来说的，在周末都是非常忙碌。那作为一个可能是督导或者是经理的职位呢，那我不可能在星期六不工作。
So I started my search. First, I was looking for other front desk supervisor jobs or assistant manager jobs.
那我就开始找工作呢，我原先是想要找柜台的 这个管理人员或者是经理的职位的这种工作。
On each application I put, they'd always ask what days are you willing to work, and usually in the hotel industry you put every day.
那他们在申请表格都会问你说你哪一天可以工作。 那在通常旅馆业呢，这个行业呢，你应该就是要填每一天都可以工作。
So, but I always put no Saturdays, and I believe my guess is that was one reason why I didn't get a lot of callbacks.
所以我就是填了 星期六不可以工作，所以我的猜想就是说，可能就是这个原因，所以我都没有接到电话打回来。
But the ones I did get called back on, I'd go to the interview, we'd schedule an interview, and I'd get there, and then the first question they asked me is this right? You won't work on Saturdays?
那有一些打电话回来的一些雇主呢，那他就叫我进去面谈。那首先他们看到我第一个问题就是问说，你这个填的东西是不是正确的？你礼拜六不能工作吗？
And I explained to them, yes, I'm very dedicated to my church, so on Saturdays I'll be at church all day and I cannot work.
然后我跟他们解释说，我非常的投入我教会的工作，所以在星期六呢，我要去教会，所以我不能工作。
Sometimes we continued the interview, said it wouldn't be a problem, and sometimes they said, I don't even want to waste your time, you might as well go home.
很多时候呢，他们还会进去这个面谈呢，但是也有很多时候呢，他们直接的会跟我讲说，我不想浪费你的时间，所以可能就我们就到此在这边结束。
A few months into it, around April or May, one of my former bosses called me because he got promoted to a job in Austin.
那在四月份还有五月份的时候，那我之前的老板他打电话给我，因为他在德州 Austin 的这个地区呢，他被升迁到一个职位。
He invited me to go to Austin to spend the weekend there to take a look at the property, and he basically would sell me the job because he wanted me to work with him.
所以他邀请我说来到 Austin 这个地方呢，然后希望我可以参观他工作的地点呢，然后他很希望我可以跟他一起工作。
So I spent the weekend there. We talked about the job, but what I would be doing. I would always bring up.Am I going to have to work on Saturdays? And he would just kind of ignore the question and just keep on selling the job.
然后呢，我到那边去找他，那他就带我去参观他工作的地方。然后我就一直问他说，星期六我需要工作吗？但是他似乎都不理我，然后继续介绍他的那个工作地点，然后好像就是还是很希望我要帮他，我为他工作。
Everything he told me, I like the sound of it. I like the sound of the job.The pay wasn't great, but it was all I really wanted was medical insurance.
那他跟我介绍的我都还满意虽然薪水不是那么好但是我最主要的目的就是说我需要有医疗保险。
Close to the end of the weekend, he finally told me that he would try to get me more Saturdays off, but he cannot promise me that I would have every Saturday off.
然后在那个周末要结束的时候呢，他跟我讲说他可以试着让我。有几个星期六可以不用上班，但是他没有办法保证全部星期六都不上班。
So I went back home and I discussed it with my wife Anita, and we considered the job. So we planned a weekend to go look at possible houses in Austin.
然后呢，我回家就跟我的太太 Anita 商量了，然后我们有很认真的在考虑要接受这个工作。所以我们就开车到这个奥斯汀的地方去找要找地方住。
I remember that weekend because we have service at Brother Manfred's house, and after lunch, we started looking at houses that day. And I believe Brother Manfred was trying to sell Austin to me quite well too.
然后呢，我记得那天呢，我们是在Manfred 弟兄家里早上有聚会，然后吃完中饭以后呢，然后他也是带着我介绍他们的那个地区，然后也是想要希望我可以留在那边在那边居住。
So we looked at a few houses, nothing that both of us really liked. We spent that whole Saturday afternoon looking. Then we got back to our hotel that evening. I found another house that we wanted to look at the next day.
那我们就花了那个星期六下午，然后去看房子，然后没有看到很满意的。那天晚上就回到了旅馆，然后我准备第二天还有一些地方要看。
I remember I went down in the lobby to call the owner of the home to plan a meeting so we can take a look at the house the next Sunday morning. And I remember seeing the manager of the hotel in his office with a baby.
所以呢，那我就到我的那个旅馆的 lobby 去打电话给这个。就想要跟这个屋主预约时间去看房子。那我记得呢，在那时候呢，在大厅看到那个旅馆的经理带着他的小 baby 在那边。
I remember thinking, would I do that? I'm going to be working on Saturdays. Could I bring my baby to work with me? I would probably miss church. I'd be away from my family more. Right then and there, I called back the house and said, We're not going to move to Austin.
那在那个时候呢，我就想到我自己的情况，是不是星期六就要带着小孩，然后一面工作，然后也不能去教会，然后就变得非常的可怜。所以在那时候决定的，就是说，我决定就是不要搬到这个奥斯汀这个地方去居住。
So I went back to the room, told my wife what I decided. She was okay with it. And we went back home, and Brother Manfred's still asking when we're moving.
然后我就在那个时候呢，然后我就跟我的太太讲说我的想法，然后那他也同意，那我们就这样子，然后就准备回去，然后Manfred弟兄还是想办法想要说留我们，就是一直说服我们留在那边。So
we thank God that I did not take that job because that summer it was I decided my wife. And I decided to send me to NYTS that summer, here at Baldwin Park.
So感谢神，我没有接受那份工作，因为那个夏天呢，我太太就把我送来了这个全国青年神学训练班来参加，然后也是在这边博恩教会。I
don't remember whose idea it was originally. It could have been Anita's. It could have been James Lee's. But I remember James Lee said you probably be the oldest person there.
那我忘记是我太太 Anita 的主意，还是另外一个弟兄 James Lee 的主意。James 呢跟我讲说，你可能是那边最老的弟兄了。But
when we decided, it was already past registration. So a few church members called and emailed. I think Pastor Raymond or a couple other people trying to let me get in, even though the registration was closed.
那当我们决定好的时候，那时候已经过了报名的时间。 所以在那时候呢，我好像记得有几个弟兄打电话给，应该是Raymond传道还是谁，然后就是让我还是可以过来。And
thank God that I was able to come here because at NYTS I was blessed and I was received the Holy Spirit here.
感谢神，我可以来参加那一届的青年神训班哦，因为在那个神训班，我得到了圣灵。
So I returned home and I was just had a great passion, ready to find the job, determined that it would not be I would not work on Saturdays again.
所以我回家呢，然后又再很热心的开始再重新找工作。所以在这时候，我下定决定说礼拜六绝对不上班。About
a week or two after I returned home, I had picked up one of the Houston youth, Sarah Wong, and we were going to another. Sister's house to help them pack up their home.
那在过了回去的一两个礼拜以后，然后我接了另外一个姐妹 Sarah Wang，去要帮另外一个姐妹，然后就是帮她整理她家里的东西，准备搬家。And
she sat in the back seat of my car with my son, and while we were driving there, she saw a bald spot on the top of my head.
然后呢，他坐在后座，然后我跟我的儿子也在那边。然后在我开车的时候，他看到我头后面有一个秃头的地方。I
felt it, and I never knew I had this bald spot. I felt it as a lump about the size of a jelly bean.
那我一摸，我从来没有感觉说我后面有一个这个秃的地方。然后那时候摸到的时候，大概是。 那种小豆子的那种小豆豆糖的差不多那种大小。I
thought nothing of it. Maybe it was stress. I'm not sure what it was. But I had no medical insurance, so I couldn't do anything about it anyway.
所以在那时候我也不知道确定这是什么东西，可能是压力造成的。所以我也不太在意，因为反正我那时候也没有保险。Moving
forward a few months later, thank God, my wife Anita and I. She became pregnant with our second child.
那后来又往前快走了几个月，感谢神，那时候我的太太 Anita 又怀了我们第二个小孩。That
was either late October, early November. So right then, I knew the clock was ticking. We needed medical insurance.
所以在那时候呢，是大概十月份，然后十一月份， 的时候，那在那时候我就开始有点紧张，因为我知道我们很需要这个医疗保险。
The same thing continued though. No callbacks. I'd waste their time. I even tried different departments, accounting departments and HR departments, but I still didn't get any offers.
那还是一样的情况，就是好像在浪费时间，没有人打电话回来。我甚至想要申请其他的部门，甚至会计部门啊，或者是人事部门，但是还是没有任何的电话打回来。
But in January, almost exactly a year after we started everything, it was a Wednesday night, I found a job for a supervisor, a front desk supervisor, and I applied. It was just after midnight, Wednesday night.
所以在一月份的时候呢，大概星期三的晚上，我找到了一个就是柜台的这个督导管理人员的这个工作，所以我就申请了。
The very next day, the next morning, I just picked up my parents that morning to go have lunch with them, and I got a call back.
然后第二天的早上呢，我接我的父母呢去吃一起吃中饭。在那个时候呢，我就接到了电话。
It was that hotel I just applied for, and it was the front office manager. She asked me if I applied for this job, a supervisor job.
所以呢，我就收到了这个电话，然后就是那个柜台的经理打给我，然后他就问我说，我有没有申请这个工作。
I said, yes, I did, but she said, well, it's not a supervisor job anymore, it's a manager job. Is that okay with you?
然后他突然跟我讲说，这已经不是督导的工作了，现在是变得是经理的这个职位，对你来说可以吗？
I said, perfect, that's exactly what I wanted.
我说，很好，因为我也是想要这样子。
So we planned for an interview the very next day, Friday.
然后我们就计划在第二天，所以就是星期五，然后有这个面谈。
My first interview there was with Human Resources, and after they asked me my questions, the first thing I asked them, insurance, when does it start?
然后我第一个面谈是先是跟人事组，所以我一开始面谈的时候，我第一个问题就问他说，请问保险是什么时候开始？
And they said, because it's a manager job, it starts 3 days after your first day. If it was still a supervisor job, it would be 3 months.
他说：“由于这是一个经理的职位，所以第三天以后呢，你的这个保险就会开始。如果是跟之前一样，只是督导的这个工作呢，这个职位呢，他要等三个月以后，他的保险才会开始。”
So I said, "Perfect. On to the next interview." And that was with the France manager, the person that called me back.
我就说好，这都太好了。所以那继续的就。在跟打电话给我的那位经理来继续下一个面谈。
She asked me all the questions that she would normally ask, and then when it was my turn to ask, first thing I asked, I can't work on Saturdays. Is that okay?
所以呢，他就开始问他的问题，然后我就回答了。然后轮到我问问题的时候，我首先问他的就是说我星期六不工作可以吗？
And she said.This job actually, amazingly, is a system manager job that you have a set schedule. You're off Saturday, Fridays and Saturdays.
然后他就跟我讲说，这个很奇妙的，这是你算是副经理的这个职位所以你礼拜五跟礼拜六都是休假的。
I said, perfect again. So I finished that interview, did a couple more interviews, and I went home.
那我就说这太好了，然后。继续的再跟他聊下去，然后后来就回家了。
That was Friday night. That night we didn't go to church service. My son got sick, but the next Saturday we went to church, and obviously my family we all prayed about the job.
所以那个星期五呢，我没有去教会，因为我的小孩生病。那第二天星期六，我们全家人都一起去教会。那当然，我们也是继续为这个工作来代祷。
That Monday morning, they called me back and offered me the job.
然后那个星期一呢，他们就打电话给我，然后就要给我这个工作。
I believe my start date was the very next Monday.
然后我记得我的开始的日期就是说隔下一个礼拜一。
And my first day on the job, I go in for all the paperwork with human resources, and they said we have a problem with the salary.
然后呢，我记得那天早上呢，就是在人事组，然后要填很多的这些不同的文件， 然后他们突然跟我讲说，我们现在有一些小问题，就是说你的薪水的问题。
They told me that they sent all my information to the corporate office, and they said for this position, the minimum salary was higher than what they offered me.
所以他说他们把我的这个文件送到公司总部，总部回来的反应就是说，这个工作其实的薪水要比我之前申请的这个薪水的职位要高。
So my first day, I got a raise.
所以在第一天呢，我就得到了我的薪水就升薪了。
So I started the job. Three days later, insurance started and went to the doctor for the obvious pregnancy test and everything.
然后呢，我就开始工作。然后第三天之后，我的保险就开始启用。那当然呢，我太太就开始就去做检查，然后就是去医院。
A few months later, I believe it was April, I went to the doctor for the lump on my head.
然后过了几个月，四月份我也去医院检查，就是看医生去检查我头上的那个小硬块。
And it turned out to be a benign tumor, and it was surgically removed in one day.
然后呢，那后来他们检查也是一个良性的肿瘤。然后他们也是用开手术动手术把它切除，就是花了一天的时间把它切除掉。
And then my daughter was born at the end of July, via C-section. So the second surgery for our family on medical insurance.
所以呢，那我的女儿呢，就是在七月份出生啊，在那时候还是剖腹生产。所以呢，这也是借用这个保险的第二个手术。
Close to the end of the year, around October, my wife and I also we decided that I would quit my job again to be a stay-at-home dad. Again.
那快靠近年底的时候，那时候是十月份，然后我们那时候就决定，就是说我跟我太太决定，就是说我需要把工作辞了，然后在家里做个全职的父亲。
Right at that same time, we found out my son was suffering from sleep apnea. He was snoring very loudly at night. He would stop breathing in the middle of the night.
在那个时候呢，我们发现我的儿子呢，他有这个就是睡眠的一些问题。他晚上会打呼很大声，然后有时候变得不能呼吸。
So he had to have surgery to have his tonsils removed, and luckily his surgery was on the last day of my insurance.
然后他也要需要动手术把他的扁桃腺来摘除。那很感谢的就是说他动手术的最后一天呢，也是刚好我的保险结束的那一天。
So thank God, all three of my family, we all had surgery in one year, all under medical insurance.
所以感谢神，我一家人呢，每个人都在那一年接受了手术，然后都是在这个保险范围里面。
So my plan for the beginning of the year was get a job, have medical insurance, have a baby, and continue working.
然后我的年初的计划就是说，找一个工作，然后有这个医疗保险，然后生一个小孩，然后继续工作。
But God's plan for me was to go to NYTS and receive the Holy Spirit, then have the baby, and have all the surgeries.
然后神的对我来说的计划就是说要我来参加这个全国的青年的神学训练班，然后赐给我圣灵，然后还是可以生小孩，然后继续，然后一家人接受手术。
So I thank God every day for the plan He had for me, because it's so much better than what I could have thought of.
所以感谢神啊，神每一天就是说他对我们的计划呢。是比我自己来计划的要好很多。
So my testimony ends here. May all the glory be unto, may all the glory and praise be unto His holy name.
所以我的见证到此结束，愿一切的荣耀都归给他的圣名。阿门。
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名在这边做见证，赞美神。
哈利路亚 ，In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify for the Lord and praise Him。
我是来自于北卡的未成立的祈祷所的信徒。
And I came from North Carolina, an unestablished prayer house.
有几位是去年的同学，他知道我的背景啊。
And we have a few students here that knows my background from last year.
我的背景呢，去年是无可挂牛。
And so my background, I was actually kind of homeless last year.
为什么呢？因为我去年介绍是我来自于 remote area.
And because my introduction last year was I came from a remote area.
所以我心里在想说，希望明年我来的时候，我有一个家。
So I'm hoping that next year when I come here, I actually have a home this time.
那今天我告诉你，我已经有一颗。有一个壳的瓜牛了。
And so, thank God that today I'm telling you that I'm actually a snail with a shell, this year.
我的心情非常高兴，非常兴奋。
So, my emotions are very happy and glad.
尤其是有机会到伯恩教会来，看到弟兄姐妹这么一大票。
And especially, I have the opportunity to come to Bowen Park and see such a big group of brothers and sisters.
你知道我有多羡慕吗？
And you know how I am so envious.
待会我就告诉你为什么会羡慕。
And I will tell you later on why am I envious.
我们北卡教会这样暂时称北卡教会点点的哈，因为还没有正式成立，总会负责人可能会抗议了。
And so that I'm gonna probably not call North Carolina Church because it's not fully established yet.And maybe the board members will protest.
那我现在就说北卡教会好了，大家听得懂了哈。
But I'm gonna still call it North Carolina Church, so I'm pretty sure all of you could understand that.
我们聚会呢是从1991年到2011年都是家庭聚会，四个家庭。
And from 1991 to 2011, we've been having service at homes and four families.
几乎整整二十年，我们都在各个信徒的教会，信徒的家里做家庭聚会。
And for 20-year span, a span of 20 years, we've been having service in different members' homes.
我们住的地方也蛮远的，有一户呢是要花三个小时到另外一个信徒家里去聚会。
And so we actually live quite far from each other. There's one family that would need to drive 3 hours to another family's home.
从我家去他家也是要两个半小时。
And from my house to this member's home, it would take two and a half hours as well.
我们曾经在讨论说，到底到哪一个家里聚会最靠近
？And so we had a discussion about which home that we should be going to, so it would be the closest proximity to everyone.
结果不幸的是，变成一个正三角形。
And but unfortunately, it's an exact triangle.
好，那个三年前，周慧佳传道到我们那边领会。
And so 3 years ago, Pastor Jonathan Cho, went down there to hold service for us.
他跟我们勉励说：“你们好太懒惰了，二十年都在家庭聚会。
”And so he had encouraged us in saying that you are too lazy because for the past 20 years you're still having family service.
太懒惰是我讲，周慧佳修养非常好。他都很勉励我们，应该要站出来。
And I'm actually lazy is my personal words because Pastor Cho was actually encouraging us and encouraging us to step out.
所以我们就租了一个算是一个 hotel 的 reference room 这样子做聚会。
And so that we actually started to rent one of the conference rooms in a hotel.
后来有一位弟兄，他的办公室呢，因为出租没有租出去，所以就暂时借我们聚会。
And so, there was another brother, whose office was for rent, but at the time was not rented yet, so he had lent it to us for service.
那我们在那边聚会呢，周慧佳传道就跟我们讲，你们弟兄们应该要站出来来领会。
And at the time when we were having service.Pastor Cho encouraged us that as a brother that you should try to step out and hold service yourselves.
我们也傻傻的我们就来领会了。
And so foolishly we came out and actually started to hold sermons.
后来黄世明传道来领会。
And then Pastor Steve Huang came over to hold service as well.
跟那个 Raymond 做传道也一起来的。
And he actually came with Pastor Raymond Cho.
我们有一个习惯，每次传道们来领会，我们都问他说，我们该做什么？
And so we have a habit of asking the pastors every time when they come, when they're holding service, what should we be doing?
黄传道跟我讲说，你们要多祷告。
And so Pastor Huang tells us that you have to pray more.
那我会进一步问说，还有吗？
And so I would ask him, is there anything else?
答案是一样的，再祷告。
And the answer I would get is the same thing. You have to pray more.
然后我们就把我们的安息日聚会的里面的课程呢，就改成把中间插了很多祷告进去。
And so that we started to insert many of the prayers inside our Sabbath schedule.
老实说，刚开始改还真不习惯呢。
And I'll be honest, in the beginning when we first changed it, we are not used to that schedule.
黄长老讲的对，越祷告越喜乐。
And Pastor Huang says it was correct that the more you pray, the more joyful you will be.
刚才讲我们的信徒都住得很远，所以我们在讨论说，那是不是一个月就来聚会一次这样子。
And I have said that all of us lives very far apart from each other, and so we were wondering that should we have service once a month.
后来有一副信徒从加拿大搬到Raleigh, 北卡。
And then there was a family that moved from Canada to Raleigh, North Carolina.
他来了就找我们负责人，也不算负责人，就算工人啊，跟我们联络说，哎，你们什么时候聚会啊？
And so when he came, he started to contact our brothers in the area and says that when do you usually have service?
因为 Raleigh 那边只有两户人家，那他们 每个礼拜都有在看 video 聚会。
And because there are only two families in the Raleigh area, and every week they will be having service by watching live video streaming.
他要花一个小时四十五分钟来聚会。
And so a brother needs to spend an hour and 45 minutes to come.
他每个礼拜都来。
But he comes every week.
然后他碰到我就说 ，David， 你什么时候再来？
And after he sees me, he says, David, when are you coming again?
问这句话我都快哭了。
And after he asked me this, it almost put me into tears.
大家知道男的不能流眼泪的哦。
And everyone knows that as a man, you're not supposed to be crying and shedding tears.
当然我是往里面流了，他们也看到。
And of course, my tears are dripping from the inside, so nobody has saw it.
所以从这一点我们就在思考神在23年前把我们全家从台湾台北丢到南卡是为什么。
And so from this, we started to think that 23 years ago, God has brought my whole family from Taipei, Taiwan to North Carolina, and what was the reason for that?
那就遵照黄传道的指示，我跟我太太就跟我女儿就联合祷告。
And so according to the instructions of Pastor Huang, then my wife and I and my daughter started to pray.
其实我们属灵的敏感度很差了。
And of course, our spiritual sensitivity is very bad.
但是傻人有傻福啊，我们还是照做了。
But a foolish man would have foolish blessings, and we would still follow suit.
怎么做呢？我们就说，哎，那我们本来是一个月去一次哈，那这样改两个礼拜好了。
And so originally we would be going service once a month, and then we decided that we wanted to go maybe every 2 weeks.
然后我们另外一位弟兄呢，他也是大概是一个月来一次吧。
And we had another brother maybe coming once a month as well.
他要开三个小时。
And he needs to drive 3 hours.
好，我长话短说，就很快的，我们大家就达成一个协议。然后三位弟兄就讲在一起说，好，下个礼拜我等你。
And so that I wanted to shorten everything. And so basically we came to agreement that we're going to wait for each other next week.
就这样子，我们就每个礼拜都去。
And because of this, we started to attend service every single week.
有一天有那位三个小时车程的弟兄，他开车到教会来聚会的半路，全身开始忽然就不对劲了，然后就人就开始晕了。
And so that one day, the brother that lives 3 hours away, when he was driving on his way to our service, he felt uncomfortable and started to lose consciousness.
然后他太太在旁边开始说，那我们是不是要往回走，回家，或者去医院？
And so his wife was concerned and wanted to know that they should be driving back or driving to the hospital.
他就很坚持说不要，我要去聚会。
And but firmly he says no, we are still driving to service.
所以他来聚会的时候是有一个人，他太太扶着他进来。
And so when he arrived, his wife was actually supporting him when they were walking in.
就这样子。我们在祷告的时候，他听到祷告声，在后面休息室就跑出来跟我们一起祷告。
And just like this, when he was resting in the back room, and after he heard that we are praying, he came out to pray with us as well.
祷告完了，他好了。
And so after prayer, everything was okay.
那另外，我发生在我自己身上，我大部分去聚会都礼拜五下班五点我就回家，六点出发，开两个半小时到北卡去这样子。
And so another incident that had happened personally on me. So usually Friday after getting off work, I would go home and start driving 2.5 hours to North Carolina for service.
平常都没有什么问题了。可是我每次要去聚会的时候，就会发生很多很多问题，让我放不下心去聚会。
And ordinarily I would not have any kind of issues, but every time when I try to attend service, I would have problems, and it makes my heart unsettled.
那我就在高速公路接到电话，一般我接到电话，我就要到我的工厂去支援的。所以那个时候呢，接到电话之后讲完了，我里面干部在处理，所以我就继续往北开。
And so I received a call from my work, and normally when I receive the call, I would need to go back to the factory and support. But after that, but that called, they resolved it internally, so I was able to drive on.
那我发现不对劲，我太太说你这样不放心哈，心不安，不要去，我们先回去。那我说不要，我要继续往前。
And so my wife has said that if you are worried about the situation, if you want, we could drive back to the drive to the factory, and then but I insisted on driving on.
到最后我还是转回往回开，那大不了就第二天早上一大早六七点就赶快赶上来这样子。
And so I insisted on driving on, and I was thinking that if worse comes to worse, I would try to go back the next day early in the morning.
但是后来过了一下子，打来了说好了，好了我就不用进去了。
And so not long later, I received a phone call saying that everything was taken care of. So that means I don't have to drive in anymore.
因为我的工作是24小时 on call 的。
And because with my job, I have to stand by 24 hours on call.
那我就说好，既然好了，我就再继续往教会方向开。
And I was thinking that if the situation is resolved, I'm going to continue driving towards the service area.
开到了，又打电话来说，还没好啊。
And then, again, I'm almost there, but they call back and tells me that the problem still persisted.
所以我就想说，那就开回来。我女儿说，那爸爸，我把你载回去，你回去睡觉，然后再来到公司来，然后怎么样又讲了一大堆。我就说 ，OK, let's go.
And so I decided to go back, and then my daughter wanted to drive, and then so we're going back and forth, and then I finally decided and said, okay, let's go.
我知道魔鬼在阻挡。
And I know that this is Satan blocking us.
我跟我太太一直在祷告。
And so my wife and I was praying about this.
我说一个礼拜七天，你六天让我怎么干活都可以。
And I've been working throughout the 6 days in a week, and doesn't matter how much work I have, I don't mind.
只要礼拜六让我来聚会就好。
As long as you let me attend service on Saturdays, I am okay with everything.
就这样坚持了一年多。
And so I started to do this consistently for a whole year.
那我们就讨论说，那现在我们是不是要找会堂呢？
And so we had a discussion about whether we should find a permanent place of worship.
那也是周慧佳传道建议的。
And so that was also suggested by Pastor Jonathan Cho.
你看，传道人也有的时候讲出来的话，真的是凭着信心跟我们讲，我们应该要欢喜领受，然后乖乖的去做。
And you see that、for the most part that、when pastor、gives us、encouragement,、we should gladly accept and,、and try to do it the best way possible.
我们的基金呢，建堂基金只有20万。
And then, but、our construction fund is only $200,000.
我们用20万的价格去找，始终都找不到。
And、from the $200,000 that we have, we're trying to find a decent location. We cannot find any.
最后呢，我们找到有一个地方呢，其实我们找是要找1200 square feet 啦。
And but the place that we're looking for is actually about 1200 square feet.
然后那个地方呢，它是要卖是卖整个3600 square feet.
And but that place is actually selling for the 3,600 square feet.
屋主呢叫价要45万。
And the owner wanted $450,000.
啊，我是做财务的，二十万跟要去买45万，你不是杀了我吗
？And so I am in financial. So with $200,000 and you're trying to buy a $450,000 place.Why don't you just kill me?
Seriously. 所以呢，我就到处在跟各个教会，包括总会，还有传道，黄传道，我也有请教他。他跟我讲，不用担心啦，钱好，主耶稣会预备的啦。
And so I started contacting the different churches, and then I even spoke to Pastor Steve Huang, and he.Told me that don't worry, God will prepare the money for you.
最后我们自己北卡教会北卡教会的弟兄姐妹们认捐，我们吃完哀餐，大家就说既然这样子嘛，主耶稣有教一些分。
And so the members in North Carolina decided to solicit donations, and so after our meal, we had a discussion.
主耶稣说过了，你要做任何一件事情，自己还是要先盘算的。
And so Lord Jesus have said that anything that you wanted to do, you have to make the assessments yourself.
然后我们就算了，那既然这样子嘛，那我这个比较实在一点，就是拿一个奉献单，不记名的，大家来认捐。
And so that I am more practical. So if that's the case, then I started to hand out a donation slip.And you don't have to write your name on it. You could just put in any amount you want.
我们只有五户人家。
And so we only have five families there.
哎，现在要开箱了结果呢，出现多少数字呢
？And then so
十万块。
And so how many and how much how much do we have from that offering was actually $100,000.
好，那我们现在有30万了。
So now we have 300,000.
那我想我们的 budget 够了，就可以找好一点的地方了。
And so I think that we have enough budget, and maybe we could find a better place.
最后呢，找到我们一个弟兄的，以他住家的社区很好住社区的外面的一个地方，就刚刚我讲3600 square feet.
And so at the end, we found a location near the community, which one of our brothers lives.It's a very nice place, and that was the place that was 3,600 square feet.
我们到了那边的时候，其实我们去看过第二次了。那第三次都我们去看去找会堂都是这样子，大大小小哈，小的十几岁，最老的90岁，全部都去看。
And when we look for locations, usually the youngest from a few years old all the way to 80-90 year old.Everyone will go and take a look.
好像大家都有自己的工作，自己去找年轻人就去找年轻人的那些区域，他有兴趣的这样子。
And so everybody has their own duties, just like the young man would find their own locations.
我们到了那边呢，我们想说，既然人家出四十五万，我们现在有30万，还差15万，那我们该怎么办呢
？And so once we arrived there, I was thinking that.Because the fact that they wanted $450,000, but we only have $300,000, so what can we do?
我说过，我们那群羊是很傻、很可爱的一群呢。
And I have said before that the flock that we are foolish, but we are very cute as well.
为什么这样讲呢？我们到了停车场，我们就说好了好了，大家都下车了，围成一圈开始默祷，做什么？
And,
要出多少价钱？
And so that the reason I say that is because once we arrived at destination, everybody formed stand around and form a circle and started to pray silently. The reason for the silent prayer was to decide how much is it to make the offer.
最后出来了，答案出来是35万。
And so,
不要笑，这个很伟大哦。
We figured out a price, and it was actually $350,000.
那我们一出价，对方就说：“你们在开玩笑，我要的是45万，你给我35万，差10万块钱，不要不要了，我不跟你谈了。”
And so after we said that, and the other person was basically said to us that I think you guys are joking because.The price I wanted was $450,000. You know what? Just forget it. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
这边有一个很重要一点哈，我们单位遇到这种事情，从早会谈不同意见开始，一直到价钱拉不拢，还有就是我们本钱不够，我们都一直在祷告。
And one thing I wanted to say that ever since when we started looking for a location, from our funding because we're lack in funding, and then onto finding the different locations, and even to the negotiation aspects of it, we are all praying about it.
也是因为这样经过跟总会还有各地的转职慈事的帮忙，给我们一个 idea， 写一封正式的信给总会，请求代祷跟奉献。
And because of this, and after communicating with differentOutlets, we had formally written a letter to GA and requesting prayer and also soliciting donations.
我在这边带来我们北卡教会的弟兄姐妹十分的谢意，感谢各位弟兄姐妹无限的代祷以及非常宝贵的奉献。
And I'd like to represent all the members of the North Carolina area, and I wanted to say thank you.For your donations as well as your intercession.
我们知道你这样做是坐在主耶稣的身上，但是我们还是怀着十分的感谢。
And I know that when you're doing this, that you actually doing it on Jesus, but I still wanted to tell you personally thank you.
最后我们凑到40万了。
And at the end, we're able to put together $400,000.
那我们就去跟他签约了。
And then, so we signed a contract with him.
签约我们是放三个月。
And then,
三个月，等三个月才交。
And so we signed a contract, and closing time is going to be 3 months later.
这三个月我们发生了一些事情。
And so within these 3 months, some things had happened.
有一位弟兄莫名其妙睡到三更半夜，脚整个肿起来。
And there was a brother, who was sleeping in the middle of the night, feet got really swollen.
整整两个礼拜没办法开车跟来聚会。
And for 2 straight weeks, he was not able to drive or come to service.
他的太太另外一位姐妹嘴巴不知道为什么就是一直发炎一直发炎，药怎么弄都弄不好。
And his wife, which was another sister, who had some sort of mouth infection and then could not be treated.
另外一个姐妹呢，不知道为什么呢，忽然间晚上都不能睡觉。
And there was another sister, all of a sudden, cannot sleep at night.
还有一位姐妹也不知道为什么，平常工作很好的，这次一下子老板加了3倍工作给她。
And then there was another sister, who had a very stable working situation, and the boss all of a sudden gave her.3 times more work.
薪水也不调。
And without a salary adjustment.
还会批评工作的内容做得不够好。
And then the boss will actually criticize her work as well.
这些都是发生在签约到交屋之前。
And then these all happened after signing the contract and before closing.
我们再一次照黄长照的指示再祷告。
And so again, we heeded the instructions of Pastor Huang and continue to pray.
那个时候我们心里是非常难过，遇到这么多的困难，到底有什么事情？
And at the time, we felt very bad inside because we encounter so much, we don't know what really is going on.
交屋这些 都 OK 了，就没事了。
And so after closing, everything was okay.
然后我们送有案子，里面要办公室改成会堂，我们要送审，结果被拒绝了三次。
And then, in order to convert the office area into a church, we need to draft up some sort of a plan for the city, and then we were rejected three times.
经过我们祷告之后呢，大家就为那位 inspection 的政府官员祷告。
And so after drafting again, we started to pray for the building inspector.
我们就用罗马书十三章的第一跟第二节哈，跟我们叫弟兄姐妹说，你要尊重在位的掌权的，那是神派他来的。
And so we're thinking about Romans chapter 13, verse 1 and 2, that we have to be subject to governing authorities, and because he is the authority.
我们想一定是神给我们什么功课要做。
And so we're thinking that this might be another assignment from God.
后来我们知道了，第一个功课呢，家庭作业呢，就是要顺服。
And then we knew later on that the first assignment that we have is to be total obedient.
不要太骄傲，因为你认为你自己能力还行。
And do not be proud and thinking that you're very capable.
经过这样长期祷告，事情就顺利了，我们就也完成。那个会堂的修建了。
And so throughout the prolonged prayer, everything went very smoothly, and we completed our renovation.
在十一月二号，我们就搬进去了。
And on November 2nd, we had moved in.
搬进去那天，有一位弟兄开车到了教会门口，像这边一样停车场，一停呢就往会堂这边跑，引擎也都不关了。
And so after moving in, one day there was a brother. Drove his car to the parking lot and ran inside without turning off the engine.
那有老姐妹，包括我们这些弟兄们，都是抱在一起，当然没有痛哭了，非常感动。
And of course, that a lot of brothers and sisters, all of us were huddled and almost crying together, but we're very touched.
Only sister, not brother.
Only sister that was hugging, not brothers.
由这边呢，为什么我们会这样子？因为我们二十年就跟亚伯拉罕一样，到处搬家。
And because the reason for this high emotional state was because for 20 years, just like we're just kind of like Abraham was constantly drifting.
所以我们大家都讲一句话，感谢神。
And so all of us said one thing was thank God.
真的是感谢神啊。
And we're truly thankful towards God.
如果你各位弟兄姐妹如果在外面流浪二十年过的经验你就知道了。
And brothers and sisters, if you have any kind of past experiences drifting outside for 20 years, then you would know.
我在这边跟大家分享一段圣经那个腓立比书第四章第六节跟第七节。
And I'd like to share a verse, Philippians chapter 6.Verse 6 and 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7.
腓立比书第四章第六节第七节，我这边念一下。第六节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。第七节。
Seven.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。这句话，这两段圣经呢，就是我们的感受的写照。
And so, these two verses basically is our total reflection.
现在可能时间还有一点点哈，那个我就看一下，给你们看一下我们教会的外表，因为里面的照片我还没带来，很抱歉。
And since we have a few minutes left, I'd like to show you. pictures, the external pictures of the church. I'm sorry, I couldn't take any interior pictures yet.
Take it, 就给我们大概十五秒就好了。
And maybe just give me 15 seconds.
这样可不可以帮忙一下？ 这个是正面的哈。
And so this is the front of the building.
这是后面，所以我们停车场很大。随时欢迎各位到我们那边去啊。
And so that was the back area. We have a big parking lot. And then, so we welcome you all.
这个就是那个 uni 的外围。
And so that's the outside of the community.
这是我们的大门啊，那个弟兄在照啊，你都可以看得到。
And so this is our front door, and then the brother is taking a picture.
那个我就带这几张照片啊。
And so I only had a few pictures with me.
不过我们觉得很骄傲。
And so, but we felt very proud.
要不是你们弟兄姐妹们的带祷跟奉献，我们今天是没有办法把神的家建在遥远的地方。
And if it wasn't because of the intercession and donations of all of your brothers and sisters, we cannot build our home at a foreign land.
我还是去年那一句话，不要忘记了，我们那边还有25只羊在。遥远的一个小木屋里面等着你们来看我们。
And I would say the same thing like I had said last year that we have 25 sheep waiting in a little cabin for all of you to come and visit us.
有任何问题或疑问或想要知道的，我随时欢迎，在这边候驾。
And if you have any questions or other suggestions, and I am here, please speak to me.
对学生来讲，要申请大学的，我们那边有三所大学：北卡州立大学、北卡大学、杜邦 Duke 好杜克大学。
And so that to students who wants to apply to the local school, we have the North Carolina University and Chapel Hill USC, and then also Duke University.
这是对学生，然后对我们要找工作，我们那边有科学三角洲。
And if you want to find a job, that we have the science triangle there.
房子呢是这边的三分之一价钱。
And then pricing is about one third of the price here.
税大概也是三分之一吧。
And then maybe the taxes are only one third as well.
三分之一价钱，但是在这边你，我们那边你要花20万到这边来买的话，可能要100多万房子。
And so that if you spend $200,000 there, and then in the LA area, that would probably be $1 million.
这是我一点点我们北卡教会的一些地理环境介绍。
And so this is a brief introduction of the newly formed North Carolina Church.
最后不要忘记了，我们等着你哈。
And so do not forget, we are waiting for you.
不要让我们等太久。
And please don't let us wait too long.
愿一切荣耀归于天上真父。
And may all the glory be to our heavenly true God.
要不要我们先休息一下好不好
？And so should we take a break first？
因为剩下十分钟时间就到了，十二分钟时间就到了。
And so
没关系
，After 12 minutes, the time will be
那这样子，这个叶弟兄就可以主持祷告会。
And so Brother Ye could host the prayer session。
我们先休息十分钟再回来，好不好
？And let's take a 10-minute break。
我们一起默祷。
And let's pray in silence。